So let's begin Shabbos morning davening. First thing to note, the Maril, as you see at the top right corner, Hayeloi Talis Miyuchad the Shabbos VeKafloi BeMetzi Shabbos. We spoke about before that the clothes, the Bigdei Shabbos, should be unique. They should be different. So the Talis, a person should see to it to have a Shabbos Talis, something which is a little bit even more Mehudar than his weekday Talis, and this man to fold the Talis. As it's brought down in the Berhetiv, Mishneh Berurah is on Motzei Shabbos. That's the time. There's an inyan in that, in Pnimius. That's number one. When it comes to choosing a Baal Tefillah, who's going to be davening for the Amud, so this is just one Mayim Makom, but it says here that in Stripkov, there were a lot of people who wanted to daven Musaf for the Amud that week because of the yard sites, as is Nahag in many places, that a yard site, which is coming up during the week, so many take the Amud the Shabbos before. But the Shin of Rav told them, "Kol shemin ina regular betfila, person who is not a regular baal tefila, ve'ein koyilu mekubal etzel habrios, and his voice is not a good voice, which people will enjoy listening to. Afal pichin over lifnei ateva, but he grabs the amud, even though he's not a person who is fit to be a baal tefila. Harehu mechal shabbos mevazas samayedos. It's a chil shabbos to do such a thing." Next, Mayim Makom, in terms of the Psukei Dezimra, Avoida, which we're going to be talking about a little bit. So you saw the Shorash Avoida has a very beautiful Lashonis. Hine Goydel Shirf Zishbachos, Sha'anachtu Am Kodesh Bizarma Lebarini, Sparach Shmo Bizal Bum Shabbos Kodesh. The Schus which we have to sing Shirf Zishbachos on Shabbos Kodesh, the Tfilas Shachris, Psukei Dezimra, and Nishmas, take a look at the Zohar Kodesh Parshas Vayakel. That these mizmorim of Shabbos, they were misakin from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah to say them. And he writes so beautifully, Ahuvi, Ahuvai, Vireya, Yedidai Nafshi, Eich la yitin ha'adim alibai. How can a person not take the heart? Loimer oisam ha'mizmorim behislavas gadol. To say with a tremendous fire, ubesimcha tzuma ad ma'oid, with tremendous simcha, kihim ba'atzim ma'irim ha'chid v'shnei v'saratzim. Look at the words. Look at the words of these psukei dezimra. As it says in the Zohar Kaddish, and this is what it says, translated to, it says, "Mikan ulahala tushbichon achron in dechedu v'si'uf seshleimta." From now on, meaning from the beginning of Psukei Dezimra and on, these are shiras, different shiras of chedva and ratzon, of complete ratzon. Ilan tushbichin kulu askinu b'shabbos l'shabchalei am yechid ba'ama, which were designed for us to be able to sing the am yechid shal Kaddish Baruch Hu to the Borei Olam. How can a person contain himself from this simcha? To be a part of the Am HaKadosh of Klal Yisrael, v'nichlal gam kein ba'am yichid ba'am al shabeach liyatzenu barin yisbach shema v'yisal. Every Psukei Dezimra Shabbos is a tremendous opportunity and a schos of to be nislahev in the shir of the Shabbos and the Shabbos take away. What does take place during this time of Psukei Dezimra, and as we'll see with the highlight really of the entire Psukei Dezimra, is Nishmas. As we see here from the Chesed Avram, according to the Ari, Shachris, Shabbos morning, as we explained that the night has its own chilek of the Neshama Yisera, as does the day, and it divides into three parts, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Like we explained about the Friday night davening, that the Nefesh comes in at the end of the Chadoidi, the Ruach comes in by the Baruch Hu, and then the Neshama Yisera comes in by Ufresalin Sukas Rachamim. So now Shabbos morning has its own set of Nefesh Ruach and Neshama Yisera. The Nefesh Yisera of Shabbos comes in by Nishmas. B'Shachris B'Yis Shoyim HaShliach Tzibur. When the Shliach Tzibur says the words Nishmas Kol Chai Azayzman B'Yas HaNeshama Yisera. And by the way, that's why there's a special Nigin which is said then. You know, he said Nishmas Kol Chai Derech, right? That's because the Nefesh Yisera comes in then. In the same way, the nefesh, by the way, without getting into the sugya, is the chilek which is most connected to the inyan of shira. That's why, although Friday night, there's a nefesh ruach and a neshama yisera, so the nefesh comes in as we sing the chadoi d'inzi boikala. That's the singing part. We don't sing baruch hu per se, it's part of the regular nosach. And certainly Ufer Salim doesn't have, it's just regular nosach. But the nefesh comes in at the singing. So since Nishmas Kol Chai invites the nefesh yisera, we sing that part. We say nishma, like with a different nigun, and with a more. It's not really a part of the dam which requires that nigun, but we do so to imply that the nefesh yisera is coming in. Take a look, and we'll see some stories afterwards, if we have time, it's Hashem, about the tzaddikim, how they were nislahiv by Nishmas. Rav Chaim Avram Bornstein, who was one of the Gdoli Talmidei Chassam Sefer, he writes in the middle of a letter to Rav Naftali Sefer, he says, Hinidi rogel hamshich amiras nishmas v'shabas kodesh v'yomtav yoytzer mechatzi shah. My nishmas takes more every week than a half an hour. B'dmois ava, with tears of love flowing from my eyes. I think to myself as I go through Nishmas about all of the miracles that Hashem has done for me in my lifetime. This is my Oynik Shabbos, he says. An eyewitness account from a tzaddik about what Nishmas means to him on every single week. Now from the Kutim Arich, he writes here, going on Miyid Melach, the Efsher al Derech Shekasu B'Shem Echem Yakdoshim, referring to the Divya Chesgal in the name of the Baal Shem. Shalakach, this is amazing. Shalakach hifsik davan amelach mizmor barachi nafshi. Right? In barachi nafshi, we say it on Rosh Chodesh. In the middle, davan amelach says, marabu masach Hashem. Where did that come from? So the Baal Shem Tov explained, mishum shekasha hisker davan hashvachos. When David was going through barachi nafshi and recalling to himself all the amazing miracles, he couldn't contain himself until he finished his mind, and migodol his slahavis, he just burst it out and he wrote marabu masach Hashem. That's how that pasuk got in there. Kemoi Kain says, based on that, we can explain mishatikin hashevach shonish was kol chai. Kasher Amar, when he came to the part where he says miyid milach miyishvilach hakel agodol lagibur vanura lohayochlis apik. And he went and he said, all these lashonis, because again, he couldn't contain himself in these expressions. He says, Hashem yanchenu b'derech emes. I once saw, if you take a look at the Sefer Vishulchan Gevaya, which is a Likud Sefer on the Parshia, so in Vezay Sabracha, so Rashi is going on the pasuk of Torah Tzivulanu Marsha Marasha Kihilas Yaakov. And Rashi makes a comment of, we've received the Torah, and we're going to keep it, and we're never going to leave it. So he quotes one of the Mefarshim as saying, like, Rashi's not explaining the Pasuk, he's just, what's going on? So he explains, when Rashi was reading the Pasuk of Torah Tzivadana Mesha, my Rashi Gilasaka, he became so nislahiv that he wrote about it, we're going to keep the Torah, and we're never going to leave the Torah. Ayin Shom. That's the same, along the same lines as this. So he said, Rashi Shavayda again, at the top of the page, we'll get more into Nishmas a little bit when we come to the stories. But Yisrael Shashua is going on the part of Shachris, which is in the beginning of the Seder of Yotzer Or, where we say the word Hakol six times. This is the part of davening which we kind of like breeze through because we're waiting to get to Keladon and to Saint Keladon. But in Pnimis HaTayra, this is a very important part of the davening, and it's the Chin and other places. This is a very, very important part of the Seder Tula. So, Sheish Tevas of Hakol Shabibrachazu. And many places they say each one of these Hakols line by line, responsively, one after the next. So, these six Hakols, if you never noticed it, you should, that we say the word Hakol six times. Ubarias Hakol, Hakol Yaducha, Hakol Yeshabrucha, Hakol Yoimu, Hakol Mechasala, Yoitz Hakol, Kulam Oim Dibirim, Oilamas Hal Yoinim Hakdoshim. Every one of these Hakols is very, very big. Ubivadi im Oimir Ha'adam Hashavachavala Zebechavana, Tzimma Tzimcha, Me'ad Rizim. Says this appropriately with simcha and with kavana. Bevadei smuchim hadvarim asher yatzu mipiv liyasher reikam ki im asa pri tikunim upulasam ba'olam asayanim gamkein. It's going to do what it needs to do, which is very big things. Rachmana libavai. The main thing is to say it patiently, not quickly, and with kavana. So says the side of Shresh Avoda. And the Zita Chayver had a very big avoda when it came to hakol. He said about his hakol, I forget exactly what he said, but noire noireis by the Zita Chayver when he said these hakols, these six hakols. Also, Kel Adon. So the Zayar is maflig ma'oid about this tefillah of Kel Adon. So it says, this is the Zayar, Ashevach Shemeshavchem B'yom HaShavos Olam Haba, which is Kel Adon, goes according to the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Keshevach Zeshel Kel Adon Oid L'Malah, when it ascends this tefillah, as Shishim Yerkavos L'Om Yonah Shemalachim Mizdamnim, 60 chariots come. V'loikrim Es Ashevach Hazeh Ha'oid M'Pim Shalom Kodesh, and they take this tefillah, and they bring it and they crown. They make it as a crown of the Merkavos Al Yonos, which are memuna between the neshamas of the tzaddikim and ganidim, and all of these tzaddikim are nisatir in this crown. They come up to the kisi with these crowns, which is the inyan of what's called the malchus tzilus, which is the later part of davening, also an inyan in pnimius. And when they get to the kisi hakadosh with this shevach of kel adam, which Klai Yisrael said, it waits there until we say the kedusha of musaf, which is kedushas keser. So really, this tefillah is going to form the keser, which is we're going to crown a kadosh baruch hu with kedushas keser. And then it goes lamala lamala. This is the significance of kel adam, which the Zohar says is oida al kol ha-tishbachos, which is why we sing it. Now, the Mizmor Shirlim HaShabbos, which we say right after that, so he says that the Chilish HaRim said in the name of the Apterov, and this is something which the Apterov said at the Big Chasana of Astila. Are you familiar with the Big Chasana in Astila? No? Yeah? One of the very big historical moments in the world of Chasidus was the very big Chasana which took place in Astila, where it was at the time of where there was a big machlikus brewing against Rav Buna from Shischa, and the whole Derech of Pshischa. And Rav Weinberger, in one of his older tapes, in the series on Rav Bunim, it goes into the description of what took place here in Astila. Basically, they came, the Kitzer, the Apterov was the Zakin of the generation, he was the Tzadik Ador, and all the Tzadikim were invited to come to the Chasna, because it was a Rebbe Shechasna, and people came to present a case in front of the Apterov against Rav Bunim. And Rav Bunim came and he took 5 Talmidim, and amongst them was the Chidush HaRim. And Chidush HaRim basically saved the day. It was a beautiful ma'isa. So the Chidush HaRim said over the avort, which the after Rav, when he was asked to speak at the Chasna, he said over the following avort, and it's become a very famous Chasidish avort. So he said, we say, Mizmor Shirlim HaShabbos Tov L'Hoydes L'Hashem. L'Fikach Yifaru V'Erchol Kel Kol Yitzurah. Take a look at the bottom paragraph, that the Pshat is as follows. That the whole world was afraid to sing Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. And Shabbos went first. Mizmor Shirlim HaShabbos, and it said, Toiv L'Hoydes L'Hashem. And as soon as Shabbos sang Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Fikach Yifaru V'Bracha L'Kel Kol Yitzurah. Now all of creation is now able to sing Shira, and was okay to sing Shira because Shabbos took a leap of faith, so to speak, and sang Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he touched that. Now, during Shacharis, we're also going to have to be makabel, as we explained, the Ruach Yisera of the day. Now, when does that take place? So take a look at the Ben Yishchai. I'm not sure why the Sefer didn't quote the Ari itself. Kishoimid l'hizbal Shacharis, ad acha shoimir pasuk Hashem svasai tiftach ufiyagi tilasecha. When we say the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem svasai tiftach, yichav in the kabel toisefes haruach shel bechinas hayayim. That's when we receive the toisefes Ruach of the day. Okay? Important to note that. So we have the nefesh is by nishmas, and the ruach is by Hashem svasai tiftach. Now the Imre Pinchas in the top left corner says that the 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei of Chol are keneged Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Lea, and the 12 shvatim. Altogether, that's 19. But on Shabbos, in Ein Hecher in Olam, since Shabbos is an even bigger, a higher time than during the week, we only have 7. We cut out the shvatim, and we're left with the 7, which correspond to the avos and the imos. Okay, Shabbos is a condensed Shemoneh Esrei. Now, we're kind of skipping the Shemoneh Esrei. There wasn't much other than just a perush on it in terms of the significance of it, and really to understand the significance of the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei and the whole Seder Tefillah is more of a Kabbalah She'inyan. But we have here, we're skipping kind of now to the Hotzah of the Sefer Torah. The Baal Shem Tov said, as you see here in Kesar Shem Tov, as Shas Psicha Sa'aron, the opening of the Aron Kodesh, and that's not something which we take seriously, the whole inyan of Psicha and the covet of Psicha. As a Yid, Gora Pashad Yid, Zak Brich Shmei Dme'ama, when even a simple Jew says Brich Shmei, Brich Kisrach Be'asach, Yerusach, Bechule, Bechule, Met an Amun Shleimo, from tip in hearts and from a pure heart, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamali the bakasha kula, he's mamali it. I mean, it's a very chash of his man. The tefillah Brich Shmei is not just something which was, even if it was made by later tzaddikim, would be very great. But the actual tefillah Brich Shmei is brought down word for word in the Zohar Kodesh, and it was the tefillah that Shlomo said in the dedication of the Beis Hamikdash. So it has a very, very deep roots, this tefillah Brich Shmei. And the tzaddikim were maflagin it. Take a look at the next Mayim Makom. Rav Shamsh from Astropoli said that there are 3 zmanim, that there are 3 times which are mesugal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamali abakashas. One is at the Shas Psichas Aron HaKodesh. The second is by Hagba. And the third is by Duchenin. So therefore, a person has a personal bakasha, it's an eitz ratzon to be mevakeshet at that time. There was a tkufa where I davened by Rav Aderet in Great Neck, and the Hoitzah Sefer Torah is always very special over there. It's very serious that the Rav Aderet is the one who does it, and everybody crowds around, and he takes time, and he makes bakashas on behalf of the tzibur. It's a very important time. The opening and taking out of the Sefer Torah is considered to be what's called the Bekiyas Yisoid Abba, meaning that a very big Rachmanis comes into the world because there are dinim which are in place, and it's able to crack through, break through the din, and a very big Hiskalas of Rachamim takes place. So it's a very mystical time at the time that there's this breakthrough of the Rachamim to be Mephias in the Seid Varim Shel Bakasha. So the Menucha V'Kedusha here in this next Mar Makom says that the Kedusha of Kriyas HaTorah is very, very great. It's a Kedusha G'doyla B'Divrei Torah HaYetz Mipiv, that anybody who listens to it, who is margish carefully, and his averis are not a mechitza between him and the kedusha, could be margish a very big kedusha which is taking place at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, if you don't believe me, try it yourself. He says, what do you got to do in order to be zeichet to that? He says, if you're not feeling it, this is what you should do. L'malas kreischa l'saivim b'libin gemar l'dina. I mean, learn a lot of Gemara early in the morning. At shetirgish kedusha b'nafshcha milimudacha, until you feel a big kedusha from your early morning shachris learning. And when you hear Kriyas HaTorah from the Shatz, you'll be able to taste a Kedushin, every word of the Kriyas HaTorah, as if you were eating or drinking something sweet. Every word of Kriyas HaTorah will be sweet to you. That's what the Eidus that the Mincha, the Menucha Kedusha gives for a person to, if he puts in the work before Shachris, then he'll have a different Kriyas HaTorah. The Migdol Oyser quotes the Balatanya saying that every single Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah draws down a light which about that parsha, which is ki'ilu mipi hagvura. And a person should be mechavin before Kriyas HaTorah, says the Baal HaTanya, that he's hearing the Kriyas HaTorah mipi hagvura. And he says, for example, about this Shabbos, at that time was Parshas Bo'i, that and since it has its own hamshacha to Kedusha, that the hamshacha of the Kriyas HaTorah for Parshas Bo'i, it has the koyach to be mesalik a person's kvedus halev. Like it says about Parah, Boy Parah ki chbarat yisli boy. So the aura and the whole point of Moshe coming before Parah was to remove that hachbada salev. So he says that every parsha has its own aura, that if a person is mechavein, that he's going to listen to pi agvura, he's able to be a keli to receive that aura. At the end here we have from the Ari, when in terms of the aliyahs to take, if a person has a choice, not that the Gabbai gives you choices, but if you're a Rav or whatever, second maybe a chas and a chveis. So you can make a choice, and what would be the choice? So Shar Kavanis brings that every single Shabbos, the Ari would only be oiler for the sixth aliyah. Like it says in the Zera Kodesh Barav Kraspidai. Only be oiler for the sixth aliyah, because the sixth is Yesaid, your sixth is the Tzaddik, Samameila, that in order, in Indian of Tikkun Habris, and that Indian in Pnimius, so the Ari would be oiler for the sixth aliyah, although every aliyah is very good. But the sixth aliyah is considered to be special by the Hasidim, by the literature is the third aliyah, but by the Hasidim and by the Pnimim, so the sixth aliyah is Chaver. Going to the back, we have a lot of stories here, very little time. So it says here that the Baal Shem Tov in Shivchei Habesht, it says that the Baal Shem Tov himself would daven every Shabbos Psukei Dezimra for the Amid. That was one of his avodas. Psukei Dezimra was his avoda. We have here a story here from the Lechavitcher, of Mordechai Lechavitcher, that he used to daven ad klois hanefesh mamish, meaning so much so that at times that he would cough up blood from his avoda of davening. It says here an amazing story that he was once davening with Reb Shlomo Karliner, who was his rebbe, and Reb Shlomo Karliner was davening in a separate room by himself, and Reb Mordechai Lechatshever was davening with the minyan. And when he came to the part of Psukei Dezimra, where it came to Al Shachel Vafes and Tidrech Timas Kfivisanim, which means like to step on the head of the Nachash. So he started going like this with his foot on the ground, stepping on the ground. And Reb Shlomo heard in the next room that what was going on, he ran in also and started standing next to him. And this one was saying Tidrech, and this one was saying Timais. And they were stomping with their feet on the ground. And he says that when they left that place, they saw that there was blood from both of their throats on the ground in that makom from their avoda. Apparently what was going on is that they were making a melchama against the nachash, and so you don't just spit up blood just because it's, you know, because you're working so hard. They were gushing blood in pimius, the reason, because they were making a melchama. I mean, they were coming with their weapons and the nachash was coming with their weapons, and they took one for the team. So of course it's true too that they worked very hard, that they were in pain, pashat, they were meiser nefesh completely. But you see that there's an amazing thing. This one is screaming, Tidrech, Timras, whatever the Inyan of Tzadikim, there's an Inyan by them that they bang with their foot on the ground. We do it by Haman, but Tzadikim have an Inyan. And some Tzadikim were makbid about not doing it because certain hisgalus is from that. But no, this was their Avoida. I don't know if it happened all the time, but it's pretty amazing. This next story here, we're just going to do the top paragraph, that the Tusher of Mishul Nefesh, that when he took an offer to receive a rabbanus in a different city. And so the city, the Tushers, they wanted him to stay and not to go to the bigger city. So he says, I'll only stay if you up my salary. So they said, of course, what is it? How much is that you want? He says, this is what I'm asking of you. He says, I'm asking you three things. That when we do Halal HaGadol in Psukkah Dezimra, which is Hoydeh L'Hashem Kitov Kedem Chasa, right? Hoydeh L'Kei Elokim Kedem Chasa, we do 26 Psukkim like that. When we do Halal HaGadol, we have to do each line by line together. I mean, the Shat says the line, and then everybody says after him, line by line. And the Shiras Hayam has to be line by line. And on Erev Shabbos, when we do Hoydi before Mincha, we have to do, everybody has to do it, everything has to be done line by line. That was the extra salary that they would have to pay him. So they were masking, they were very happy they didn't have to pay money. The story says they're happy with that, everybody was happy, and he stayed as the Rav in Tosh. The next story here is a very cute story. The Maggid from Chernobyl, he once spent Shabbos in a certain city, and the Balachsanya, who was a simple person, he was an Am Haaretz, he put out a lot of kugels. So the Maggid said, why do you make so many kugels? He says, he counted, there were 24 in all. So he says, because my wife makes a kugel for each one of the Hoidus in the Halal HaGadol, because there's 26. So he says, I don't get it. There's 26, it's not 24. So he says, yeah, it's Sichen HaEmari and Amoig Melech HaBash, and don't get a kugel. So we spoke about Nishmas. So Reb Shmuel Slonimer said the following thing. He says, the main part of a Jew's life is davening. This is in Yiddish, I'm translating it now, doing the best job that I can. Because Hashem wants a broken heart. When it comes to davening, the main davening of a Jew in his life is on Shabbos Kodesh. It's called Yoyme de Nishmasa. And the main part of a Jew's davening on Shabbos is when he says Nishmas. And the main part of Nishmas, he said, is when we say the words, Adheina Azarunu Rachamecha, Ve'al Titshenu Hashem Elokeinu Lanetzach. Why? Because you have here what he calls Shtei Pios, Acher Pi Pios B'Yadam. You have here a Haidah, Adheina Azarunu Rachamecha, and also a Bakash V'Atshenu Hashem Elokeinu Lanetzach. Call that a Trei, Acher Pi Pios B'Yadam. See, Nishmas by the Tzaddikim is a very, very big, very big, big time. We know it is because that's when the Nefesh HaSeira comes in. But Bechlal, they look forward to Nishmas the whole week. And we've heard things like that from Rav Motl about, you know, what it means, Nishmas, to a tzaddik, because Shabbos, the Nishmas, the relevance of Nishmas to Shabbos. You see here also, the Beis Aaron, he said that once a paritz, who became a meshuga, so he decided that during the summer, he would have all the pleasures of the world, and he wanted to go sledding even during the summer, so he took bags and bags of sugar, and he made on the mountains, so he would go sledding on the sugar as if it was the winter. You know, and sugar was very expensive back then, it was very luxurious. So they say this about the Kedushas Levi also, but this it's quoted here about the Beis Aaron. So he says what he thinks, that he has all the taivas in the world. He's filled with taivas. He says all of his taivas don't compare to even one nishmas kol chai that a yid says on Shabbos Kodesh. It was such a tainug, a taste of tainug Shabbos and nishmas by the tzaddikim, and there still is. The Bnei Yisrael, in the next story, he went to spend Shabbos by the Zidat Shaver, and he asked him to be a shatz. He asked the Bnei Yisrael to be the shatz for Psukkah Dezimra. And when he came to Nishmas Kol Chai, he said he did it with such a kol rum and such a hislavus, right? He said the Rav Shitzer was holding his tabak, was holding his kufsa of tabak, and it says that when he came, when he screamed out loud, V'chol ha'levavos yira'ucha, it says the Rav Shitzer dropped the kufsa of tabak from his hand. And the Rav Shishit said it, he nodded his head about that, and he says, such a thing is matim for the Bnei Sasar, that I should drop my tabak when he said, V'chol ha'levavos yira'ucha, whatever that means. But he says that he understood in Pnimius that the Bnei Sasar had this koyach, whatever it means, that the Rav Shishit dropped his tabak when he said, V'chol ha'levavos yira'ucha. He was gripped with such a fear of the taste of the Yerushalayim of the Bnei Sasar, that's what it sounds like, that he dropped it. So the next story here of Nishmas, so the Shemir Munir of Arla, he says that one time he had a very long Shabbos morning davening, And the Rebbetzin told him that the cholent, that the burner burnt out, and she said, make your shachas a little earlier, because you know, otherwise your food's not going to be hot. So he says, don't worry, I have an etzah for that. When he came home from davening, so the food was still warm. So she was mispah, how could that be? He says, don't worry, my fiery nishmas kept your cholent on fire. That's what he said. So there's the next story with the Tzanzerov, and this talks about the importance of singing during davening. When it came to Mem Kaimcha, that he was very makbid, that even when Shabbos fell out on Erev Pesach, where the davening was very quick, so they can have the Suda before the end of the Zman of eating Chametz, that you shouldn't go through Shachas without singing Mem Kaimcha. So once there was a chassid of Abishmir Bransdorfer, that he didn't sing Mem Kaimcha. And the Devichaim was very much bekpeid on that. So he says, you're a galligan. Galligan was the word I heard from the Rebbe that the Divi Chaim used to call people that he was upset and he used to call them galligans. Okay? I don't know what it means. I forget how to translate. He's called them a galligan. He says, you're a galligan. He says, look in your siddur. He says, don't you know that it says, v'kulam poischem es piyem b'shira b'zimra b'varchim ta'kadosh baruch hu, that the malachim, they're waiting to sing shira. And they're waiting for Klai Yisrael to sing Shira. And you go ahead and you sing Mim Koimcha Malkeinu Sefi without a niggin. You know what type of ramifications you have in Shemayim that you didn't sing Mim Koimcha? All the Malachim can't sing Shira because you didn't sing Mim Koimcha. That's what he said. And this last story about Kriyas HaTorah, the Arizal, this is actually quoted in the Sefer Emek HaMelech. I think this is probably the first and only time anybody in Emek HaMelech has ever quoted the Sefer Emek HaMelech. So I had to bring it down. So the Ari said, he quotes in Emek HaMelech, that he once told his Talmidim on Shabbos, if you don't speak Shabbos morning, Shachris, the entire davening, until we leave Shul, without any schaik, I don't know why they would even do such a thing, right? He says, I'll daven with you, and I'm going to daven as the shatz, and I'm going to call up for Kriyas HaTorah, the Zayin Royim. That's what he said. He called up Aaron a Kohen for Kohen. He called Moshe, he was a Levi, for Levi. And then the rest of the Zayin Rayim. And Yosef took the Shishiliya. And Mamash, he called up the Zayin Rayim for the Elias. That's what Emek HaMelech says. My Sonoira from the Arizal. You know? All of that because they didn't speak. They didn't joke around in Shul from Shabbos morning. Of course, he had an Inyan from that. But it's a Heiliges Man Kriya Satar. Okay, we should be Zeichet to be able to daven properly at the Yom Shkudu Shabbos of Menucha L'Chayot. Thank you.